Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How many people are familiar with Joshu Sasaki Roshi? Well, he's a well-known Rinzai teacher. And he once said, Buddha's teachers always try to make students long for the Buddha world. But if students knew how boring and tasteless the Buddha world actually was, they wouldn't want to go. Now, in my experience, we live in a fast-paced culture that demands that we function on a variety of levels simultaneously. This way of living is very stimulating. We return yesterday's calls while getting breakfast for our kids and firing up our laptop. Our jobs and current technology require the acquisition of more and more information at an increasingly rapid rate. We drive and talk on the cell phone while blowing our horn at someone who dares to drive the speed limit. The ability to multitask is considered an admirable trait. We are constantly rushing through this moment to get to the next moment, and then the one after that. Does this sound familiar to anybody, or is it just me? The enemy of this lifestyle of stimulation is boredom. Boredom is defined as a condition characterized by the perception of one's environment as dull, tedious, and lacking stimulation. So we might say, in particular, a lack of stimulation from cell phones, computers, iPads, televisions, or multitasking accomplishments. It is interesting to note that research shows that giving up these activities can result in symptoms akin to drug withdrawal. Now, this is, not just my fantasy, but research actually shows this. And so, what are the symptoms of drug withdrawal? Muscle tension, fatigue, depression, restlessness, irritability, and headaches. Rumi said, "An unauthentic life, that is, a life of separation, is dominated by two strong feelings, anxiety and boredom." Let me repeat that. An unauthentic life, that is, a life of separation, is dominated by two strong feelings, anxiety and boredom. Now, in a world of multitasking, we are separated not just from others, but I think we become separated from ourselves. We lose touch with who we are and who we are in relation to others. As ironic as it may sound, there are people who come to spiritual practices for greater stimulation. They come longing for the ultimate high, for bliss or enlightenment experiences. And initially, many of these people pursue spirituality through books, CDs, DVD, and YouTube, experimenting with different types of practices and bouncing from teacher to teacher. Those who do begin a meditation practice very soon find that it's boring. It is not exciting or stimulating in the ways that they had expected or read about. There are no visions of four-armed Krishnas descending from the heavens, no mystical void opening to bring eternal happiness. So, attention. Meditation is boring. But how do we understand this boring from a meditation perspective? Firstly, boredom is not something bad. Boredom is not something bad. It's a name we give to a particular emotional experience. From the perspective of Zen practice, it is when the mind begins to still and become silent, attention replaces thought and we begin to simply dwell in the present moment, not clinging to any particular experience and not pushing away any particular experience. In a group therapy session one day, a guy announced loudly, "I'm bored." Without a moment's hesitation, the group leader shot back, quote, "Would you like to tell us how you're boring yourself?" So the point is that the group or the world, for that matter, really is not boredom, because the boredom is our own. It is a function of our chattering minds. What happens if we sit face to face with our discontent? Ultimately, we recognize that it is our own doing. that our minds simply cannot accept things as they are. We realize that it is our internal dialogue that is causing this problem. We discover that if we stay with the breath, the mind's activities calm down and we start to appreciate how alive, how vibrant that the present moment is, even the smallest and supposedly most uninteresting details are alive. So boredom, actually, is a powerful teacher. If we engage it, we can discover how our thoughts determine our experience, how our thoughts and our desire for stimulation can suck the life out of this very moment. So I'm going to end with a question for you and ask you to sit with this morning. Who is it that is bored? Who is it that craves stimulation? Thank you.